From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Tropical Depression Harvey is getting weaker as it moves north away from Texas and Louisiana, but it's leaving behind record-breaking floods, enormous destruction, and heartbreak. The casualty toll continued to rise in Texas, where up to 30 deaths were blamed on the storm. Residents of Houston, the fourth largest city in the United States, began to return into the few neighborhoods where roads were passable. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said Wednesday the disaster area resulting from Harvey is, quote, far larger than that of Hurricane Katrina, which overwhelmed New Orleans, Louisiana, 12 years ago. The governor said 14,000 National Guard troops have been called to duty to help rescue efforts, and another 10,000 are on the way. The U.S. president and his defense secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized that the United States, quote, is never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea. He made that comment after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet on Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea following its most recent ballistic missile test, in which a missile flew high over Japan. The U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer, Trump tweeted. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Pakistan's National Assembly has passed a resolution strongly denouncing President Trump's newly announced policy on Afghanistan, calling it hostile and threatening to Pakistan. The VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
When President Trump announced his Afghanistan policy this month, his harshest words were for Pakistan.
We have been paying Pakistan billions and billions of dollars. At the same time, they are housing the very terrorists that we are fighting.
In response, Pakistan's National Assembly passed a resolution Wednesday rejecting U.S. allegations Islamabad should do more to root out terrorists. Presenting the document, Pakistani Foreign Minister Khaja Mohammad Asif took strong exception to the claim Pakistan has taken U.S. money.
This House rejects the U.S. claim of giving Pakistan billions of dollars in aid. In fact, Pakistan's economy has suffered a loss of more than $123 billion.
Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The fugitive leader of the Afghan Taliban renewed his call Wednesday for U.S. and NATO forces to leave the country, saying that would pave the way to peacefully resolve the armed conflict. The remarks by Malvi Haibatullah Akhundzada came in a message to mark the coming Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha in a bid to rally followers. He said the main obstacle in the way of peace is the occupation, referring to the presence of international forces in Afghanistan. He claimed the Taliban has established administration over more than half of the country, and he said the Islamist insurgency is determined to liberate from foreign invaders the rest of the Afghan territory. He went on to claim that life, property, and honor of people, including minorities, are safe in Taliban-held areas of Afghanistan. At least 1.7 million Muslims began the yearly Hajj pilgrimage Wednesday in Saudi Arabia at Mecca, Islam's holiest site. This year's pilgrimage includes Shiite Muslims from Iran, who boycotted last year's Hajj after a diplomatic spat caused by deadly stampedes in 2015. More than 100,000 security agents have been employed this year to avoid tragedies similar to the one in 2015, in which nearly 2,300 people were killed. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from VOA World Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.